have we any apologies for tonight's meeting? Valerie Hart, Councillor Hart, and everyone else is present, yep. Okay. We'll put them down anyway, just you may appear. Apology for Henry. Okay. Sorry, councillors, can we just have a wee bit of push for a few minutes, please? Tonight, before we start the meeting, I think it would be remiss of me not to mention the death of Jim McCart, who had been a long-standing councillor in the Old Newry and Mourne Council, and is, of course, the father of Eileen McParland from Democratic Services. So, on behalf of all of the council, we will obviously send a letter of condolence to the family and, of course, our support to Eileen. I'm sure there will be funeral arrangements sent to us shortly. Okay. And I'm delighted to see Councillor Bailey back with us tonight. You're very welcome back, Naomi. Okay. The next thing is myself to speak about my year as chair, and I want to thank my Sinn Féin party colleagues for giving the opportunity to represent the residents of Newry, Mourne and Down District Council. It has been a hugely rewarding but sometimes challenging year. Over the last year, I have completed 23,000 land miles. I counted every one of them. My car is exhausted. Visited and hosted scores of schools, community associations, groups and individuals, and it has been an absolute privilege to see and to share the amazing work which is being done within our district, especially by the community and voluntary sector, who are often unrecognised. I started the year with a health and wellbeing theme which I have carried through to the end. I am delighted that we now have our health committees in place, which include service users and providers, and provides a vehicle for them to raise their concerns via this council with the trusts. In fairness, I must recognise the level of commitment and willingness to engage from the Southern, the South Eastern Trust and the Ambulance Trust. The model which we have implemented here in Newry, Mourne and Down District Council is unique within the councils in the north of Ireland. My theme was also to the forefront of my mind when choosing the charities to support and promote. It's 100 years since women received the vote, and being a female chairperson, and because of the horrific statistics regarding domestic abuse, I chose Women's Aid, who offer not only shelter but safety, counselling and support for women and children who have suffered from physical or sexual abuse. We all recognise the crippling effects of mental health in society, and therefore I also supported the Mental Health Forum, who work with service users and give them a true voice in how services are delivered and provided, so those that need them will get the support to enable them to live full and healthy lives. I believe that every family in this district has a member or knows someone whose life has been blighted by addiction. Following on from rehabilitation, and only when the sufferer is not using. The third charity I supported, Divina's Ark, provides ongoing support and counselling not just for the addict but for the entire family to try and limit relapse, educate non-addicts to the disease of addiction and to try and rebuild family relationships. I am absolutely passionate about these charities, and it has been a privilege to be able to support and promote them. Preferring to lead rather than to follow, I was determined from the onset that I would not have a gala ball, but instead to host a range of events to showcase the facilities and talents within the district, while making any fundraising event appeal to the wider community. I owe a huge deal of thanks, particularly to Sheila and Bria and Marie Ward, for their tireless support in pulling the events together. There were the Christmas concert at the newly refurbished Town Hall in Newry, which showcased not just the venue, but also the very talented Newry Mourne and Down Trad Orchestra, Accolade Community Choir and David Mead. Next, I hosted a women's lunch to recognise the role of women in business, family and community. I had originally booked a room for 140 guests, which was almost immediately changed as we had 400 women in attendance and was the most fantastic day of crack, humour and celebration. In a nod of thanks to my colleague and Vice Chair, Willie Clark, we worked together with the council team to hold the Fun in the Forest event in Castle Welland in support of Willie's chosen charity, My My. All of these events were first in terms of fundraisers. They were attended by thousands and were a great way to promote the work of the charities and also to promote the council. These events raised a record-breaking £24,500. My final health event was an organ donation awareness night. I worked in conjunction with the Trust to bring together transplant consultants, family who had received organs from deceased donors, and also families who had donated organs. This is an issue which is very personal to myself, and it proved to be a very emotional and informative evening. In conclusion, I want to thank wholeheartedly all of the council staff for their help and support, especially Democratic Services, and needless to say, Patricia, particularly Sheila and Bria. At this point, I have to say that earlier on in the year, I think if it hadn't been for the humour and support of both Liam, I'll recognise you now, Liam, I'll give you some recognition, of both Liam and Sheila, whenever my father was particularly ill, I think I may have given up. But between being able to go in there and have a bit of a laugh and release the tension, it certainly got, we had some very comical moments, which we won't go into now, but the support that I received from them all was immense, and I just want to acknowledge that. I have to say, I now look forward to having a good holiday and joining my Sinn Féin colleagues in the main chamber. I say holiday, it will be short because my lovely daughter is producing baby number 3 in 3 years, which is due in about 10 or 12 days. So granny duties will be well and truly ramped up, and I am going to love it. I obviously wish the very best of luck to both Mark and Oksana as they take up their new roles. Thank you very much. Okay, and Deputy Chairperson, would you like to say anything?
I suppose first of all I'd just like to say it's been a great privilege to be Vice Chairperson of Council. I just want to put on record the tremendous job, Roisin, that you did as Chairperson. You represented all the people with integrity and down to earth engagement in all communities. You conducted yourself to the highest standards. Roisin carried most of the duties. I think she covered nearly them all. On the odd occasion I deputised, I found the experience to be extremely rewarding. The Vice Chairperson, it's a role that gives you a great insight into all aspects of community life, arts, sports, voluntary and community sector, the small independent traders, all the groups involved in mental health and health and wellbeing in the tourism sector. It was an opportunity to visit incredible natural environment sites across the entire council area, and we are truly blessed with the unique landscape, mountain and sea, forest parks, and the cultural heritage we have on our doorstep. I wish Roisin well, and the small amount of time, Roisin, you're going to get with family time. I would like to thank the chairperson's support team. There's been mentioned Sheila and Bria to the forefront. But others as well, Colette and Patricia and Sarah and Eileen, Aisling from Liam's office and Liam himself. You could go on forever, the amount of help that we received. But I suppose Marie Ward did go above and beyond in regards to organising a number of events, and particularly in regards to the Mai Mai fundraiser in Castlewell Forest Park. She was an absolute star in regards to that, so I want to put that on record as well. So I suppose without further ado, I just wish the new chairperson, Mark, and the vice chairperson, Osana, well in their new roles.
Chairperson, on behalf of the staff, I want to thank you for your dedication to the role during the year and indeed Willie's participation in your support. I suppose the role of the Chief Executive and the role of the Chairperson is a critical partnership. They need to work together, they need to be able to understand each other, and they need to be able to understand each other's roles and work together in terms of that. And Roisin and I certainly had a great year in terms of doing that. I'd also say to our level of dedication and our length of time from, I know myself and Roisin would meet at 8 o'clock in the morning to get through the council papers before the council meeting, because her day was that full in terms of the dedication she gave to visiting the whole of the district. And indeed, you know, critical in this year, you know, also made a number of external visits, both in terms of going to Russia to look at representing the council as part of the Russian Twinning, and indeed Southern Pines and Pinehurst in terms of developing that relationship. So again, that all takes time. Indeed, the USA trip was actually over. We left on Good Friday and come back on the Thursday, so our whole Easter was lost in that. But again, so be it, the dedication to the role. In particular, I must admit that when Roisin took over the chair, there was a major crisis within the issue of Daisy Hill in terms of saving Daisy Hill. And Roisin was instrumental in working with the Chief Executive of the Trust in establishing the Pathfinder, and in terms of hosting a number of meetings to actually pull together community representatives to sit on the Pathfinder. And then built on that there with the health forums in both trust areas, and indeed in terms of chairing the council meeting. And again, that again remains for our commitment for health, because again, she does the renal unit, paediatric service, and in terms of owner donation. And again, that the health theme was very clear during the year. So personally, I must say I was delighted to work with Roisin for the year. I wish her a very happy retirement in the back benches, and I look forward to working her as a councillor for the rest of the term of council. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you very much, Liam. Councillor Harvey.
Okay. Well, Roisin, what a year it's been for you. You've done a top job. Thanks for all the events you attended at our invitation and the gifts you brought and the kindness shown. Also, thanks for the invites to your events, which I thoroughly enjoyed. And I'm sure your chosen charities were well pleased and appreciated your thoughtfulness. You deserve a well-earned rest. Thank you. And also, to Wally, I appreciate all that you've done to her, whatever Roisin asked you to go. So thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Harvey. Councillor Taylor.
Chair, could I also extend on behalf of our party our best wishes and congratulations for your year in office, both to you and Willie. It's certainly not an easy role, and I'm sure there's many a night you came away from here after full council meetings or things, you're wondering why you're putting yourself through that job. But there's certainly a lot to be gained from it, and get to see many great aspects of what our district's about, and it's a role that I know you put your full heart into. And you know, I certainly want to offer my congratulations to you in the way that you conducted yourself and the effort that you did put in. It's certainly a very rewarding role, and I'm sure that your family will be very glad to get you back, because it takes up that much time. So, on behalf of our party, I want to offer you the best wishes.
Thank you very much, Councillor Taylor. Councillor Tenley.
Yes, Chair. On behalf of the Independent Group, I'd like to concur with the sentiments of the previous speakers. I thought you'd done a tremendous job over the past 12 months, and were able to get through an incredible amount of events. I think you had told me it was closer to 1,000 than certainly the hundreds that I suspected a mayor has to attend in 12 months. So, well done on your year. You were a great ambassador for this council, and also your buddy there to the left, Councillor Clark. You've done a great job, Willie, as vice chair. Well done, and enjoy your rest. Thank you.
I have to tell you, as being a granny, you don't get much rest, but never mind. Councillor McMurray.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Deputy, again for the year that you put in. My first full year of in council as well, so I've been very grateful for your steering as it went along. And again, to pay the event in Castle Welling, I was able to visit that, and it was a fantastic event, and it was great to see it and hear it from all corners of the park. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Councillor. Okay, folks, we now move on to declarations of interest. Oh, sorry. Councillor Ann Shout. Thank you very much, Nicky. Okay, have we declarations of interest as we move forward through the AGM? No declarations of interest. Okay, our next item, Liam is going to call the positions and parties and the respective nominating officers. Liam, do you want to take over?
Yes, Chairman. The positions for year four as selected on the basis of the Hunt in the first term of council is as follows. Chair of Council for year four is the SDLP party, and we require a name.
Chair, can I begin by joining you in your comments in relation to former Councillor Jim McCart, a great Warren Point man and a fantastic and outstanding public representative. Can I also, Chair, acknowledge your year as Chair and your Deputy and the year you put in the last 12 months, and I hope to see you, Chair, up at regardless up at Camden Lake on Saturday.
I've never missed it, so I doubt I'll miss it this year.
Chair, can I nominate a Ballinahinch businessman who got involved in politics after spending time on the board of his local regeneration company implementing CCTV in his local town, a former president of his local Chamber of Commerce, a proud husband and a father of two. Chair, can I nominate Councillor Mark Mernon? Thank you.
Next is Deputy Chair of Council, and that's a Sinn Féin position.
Yeah, Chair, I'm happy to nominate Councillor O'Connor McMahon for the post of Deputy Chair.
The next position is Chair of Enterprise Regeneration and Tourism, and that's a Sinn Féin nomination.
Can I nominate myself, Chair?
The Deputy Chairperson of Enterprise Regeneration and Tourism is an SDLP pick.
Can I nominate Councillor Pete Byrne, Chair?
The Chair of Active and Healthy Communities is an SDLP pick.
Chair, Councillor Gareth Charman.
The Deputy Chair of Active and Healthy Communities, Year 4, is an SDLP pick.
Councillor Terry Andrews.
The Chair of Regular and Technical Services, Year 4, is Sinn Féin pick.
Could I nominate Councillor Charlie Casey?
The Deputy Chair of Regular and Technical Services, Year 4, is a Sinn Féin pick.
Councillor John Wright.
The Chair of Strategy, Policy and Resources, Year 4, is an SDLP pick.
Chair, Councillor Michael Savage.
The Deputy Chair of Strategy, Policy and Resources, Year 4, is a DUP pick.
Can I nominate Councillor Billy Walker?
The Chair of Planning, Year 4, is a Sinn Féin pick.
I nominate Councillor Mickey Largan.
And the Deputy Chair of Planning, Year 4, is SDLP pick.
Councillor Daglan McAteer, Chair.
Chairman, all the rest of the picks were based on a four-year term, and they will set out in the schedule for the meeting.
Sure. If I could make one change in terms of the PCSP, Robert Burgess will be taking place.
Okay.
I would now invite Mark and Oksana up to present them officially with the chains of office, and then William and myself will take our seats.
Okay, folks, thank you very much. It makes me very proud to accept the position of chairman of Newry Morning Down District Council. I'd like to thank my parents, Sean and Eilish, for supporting me in everything I do. And at this time, I think of my late grandfather, Eddie Mernon, who was election agent for Councillor Dan Rice, who sat in this in the Down District Council. He would have been extremely proud today. To my wife, Michelle, and my children, again, my thanks not only for the past support, but also for accepting that this role will change our family life for the next 12 months. I would also like to thank my colleagues for having the faith and trust in me to carry out this role. Lastly, I would like to thank those who elected me, particularly retiring councillors Anne McAleenan and Patsy Tolman, who assisted me so much in my election. Two quotes I recently heard, one from Robert Kennedy: every generation inherits a world it never made, and as it does so, it automatically becomes the trustee of that world for those who come after. In due course, each generation makes its own accounting to its children, and from an unknown source, it takes a community to raise a child. Which leads me to my aspirations for the year. Stormont told us to adopt a community planning as a bottom-up approach. For me, the bottom is our children. They offer so much for our future. We need to show them the benefits of active lifestyles, eating well, looking after your environment, developing friendships, skills that they will pass up the chain, encouraging their parents to engage in the same habits. This will lead to less demands on our health centres and more productive, balanced citizens. Of course, we can't put all this responsibility on our children. We also need to promote healthy lifestyles to our adults. And to this end, I would like to see walking city towns developed. In the 1990s, Queen's University produced a plan to connect all the housing areas within the town of Ballinahinch with minimal interaction with cars. Today, this has still not been realised, missing an opportunity to link communities and increase physical exercise and social well-being. With so many of our village plans requesting walking trails and the opening of rights of way, we need to bring walking routes to our towns and city. When we are linking our local communities, we also need to look at the wider community. And after 3 years, I feel we still do not feel as one. I would like to reach out to each area and arrange coffee with the chair as a means of being able to communicate with council, whether positive or not, and learn what is available or needed in each DEA. As a starter, I would like to see Newry Mourne and Down football tournament to include the best teams from each DEA play each other with the final of our new Premier League side in Newry, with an opportunity to win funds for the clubs. I'd like to thank Drumara Cycling Club for agreeing to donate the proceeds of the Drumara Hilly that takes in all of the iconic climbs in our beautiful district to my charities. I'm grateful to Roisin for holding the organ donor event in Newry. I also want to support organ donation and will be requesting that all invitations sent on my behalf will have the organ donation logo included on them to encourage uptake. Coming from a business background, I recognise the contribution made to our district by our many local businesses through the service and employment they provide. This will be a year in which we need to provide clarity and certainty to those in our district that trade with the rest of Ireland and Europe. In the absence of government, it is for this council to continue to ensure that there is no change to the current border arrangements. I will make myself available to as many local businesses as possible to offer support and promotion of their products. I would like to see a business directory set up and a promotion campaign to encourage businesses and indeed council to do business within the district. I would once again like to reiterate my pride in taking up this post and give assurance that I am a chairperson for all in the district. Thank you. If I could ask Oksana to address you.
Thank you very much, Chair. I want to congratulate you and wish you all the best in this forthcoming year. I want to say that I'm extremely honoured and humbled to be selected as a Vice Chairperson of Newry Mourne and Down District Council. And I want to thank all my colleagues for putting their trust in me and being extremely encouraging and supportive. This position has given me a chance to act as an ambassador for our region, promoting its work and the variety of projects that Council is involved in within the wider community. It is an important role of the Council to make sure that our society is inclusive and respectful of all the cultures and ethnic minorities that made this district their home. Being in this position allows me to highlight important issues in health, education, sports, and social care, as well as jobs, tourism aspects that are relevant today. I am looking forward to use this opportunity to effectively speak on behalf of all people in Murrymore and Down District Council, particularly raising their concerns about Brexit and a great uncertainty that will follow, especially among our border communities. I would like to commend my colleague Roisin Mulgrew for the outgoing chair of Murrymore and Down District Council for her outstanding work and great commitment to her chosen charities, which raised over 24,000 in the last year. I greatly admire Roisin and Willie Clark, the outgoing vice chair, and my party colleague, for their excellent teamwork throughout the year, and they strive to achieve and help and benefit of all the people of this region. And it is an example of hard work and dedication that will motivate me in my upcoming year as the vice chair. And I would also like to acknowledge all the council staff and democratic services that helped me greatly and continue to help me and support me in this year since I became a councillor. Thank you very much.
Chairman, just to say congratulations to both of you on your appointment in the final year. I know it's going to be a mad year with elections and out there back then, but I look forward to working with both Mark and Oksana in the next year. As I said, it's sort of a partnership work, and I know we're going to get on well over the next 12 months with me and all the staff and the democratic services across the council. So I look forward to working with you.
Councillor Savage.
Yes, Chair. Chair, as you know, I've known you and your family all my life. I know you have the qualities that are required to be a fair and balanced chair, and I know you'll work very well with Oksana over the next 12 months, and I wish you every success over the year ahead, and I think you'll do an excellent job, and congratulations to both of you.
Right, Councillor Stokes.
Yeah, Chair, just Mark, can I just wish you all the very best for the coming year, and you know, the full support of our own group. And to Councillor McMahon, can I also add a positive yayo? Congratulations. I wish you all the best in your forthcoming year. I think it's fantastic for this district where we have a native of both Kiev and the great country of Ukraine. I do think we should, I've lived in the city for a number of years myself, and I do think we should take the opportunity in the coming year to reach out to the country of Ukraine. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you. Councillor Taylor.
Chair, could I also offer my congratulations to both of you and Oksana on your appointments tonight. I certainly wish you both well in your year ahead, and I hope you enjoy it and embrace it as much as you can. So it's a great honour to serve as first and second citizens of the district, and I know that you will both give the job your full heart. So congratulations to you both.
Thank you. Councillor Bryan.
Just on behalf of the Alliance and Independence grouping, best of luck for the year ahead, Councillor Mernon. I'm sure you do a fantastic job. I know that your business knows and skills will be invaluable asset to the district. And Councillor McMahon, I know that you'll be a great partner with Mark in fulfilling your duties, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much. Councillor Mullan.
Yeah, just to wish yourself, Mark and Oksana, all the best, and congratulations on your post.
Thank you. Sorry. Councillor Walker.
Chair, thank you very much. And on behalf of the DUP, Mark and Oksana, we wish you all the best in your year of office. And I'm looking forward, and our group is looking forward to working with you. And there's no doubt you will be ambassadors for the district. And Mark, to yourself, I'm going to plug Rowan here, but I'm passionate about it. but you're a businessman within the Rowan area, so I hope you'll have a soft spot when we come looking for stuff. So I do. But I hope you enjoy your year in office, so I do. And that, and you, it is good. As a former chair of Down Council and the last chair, you know, it was a very exciting year, and I'm sure you and Oksana will have a very exciting year.
Thank you very much. Okay. So I'll appoint members to the committees for 18-19.
Just a report of the MAP meeting.
Report of the MAP meeting then. So page 1. Just page 2. Page 4.
Seconder.
You have a seconder?
Second,
Harry Harvard. Everybody in agreement?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Chair, I was in attendance at the MAP meeting, but I have been left off there.
Okay, thanks.
We'll get that amended, Chairman.
Thank you. Okay, so I'll hand over to Liam for the appointment of committee members.
Yes, Chairman. At the meeting, I put a note in regarding the UKIP position. There is still no UKIP representation onto it. So that means that the final two picks at 18 and 19 have got to be filled. They're both in the audit committee. In agreement with the legal advice that we received, it should move back to the Haunt procedure, and the first pick would then be Sinn Féin for that position.
Yeah, I don't need a name.
Okay, and the SDLP then?
Chair, we'd sent our names in already, so I think with the original, so that hasn't changed.
Propose and second, just agree then the 19 places.
Proposed, Chair.
Who's who proposed?
I propose.
That's Declan Banks. Okay, so the appointment of the Chair of PCSP we've already got from David. And then to appoint members of external bodies and organisations, as per your list, if we can just get a proposer and seconder for that?
Yes, Chairman, they're just the same as they were, and members can change. So,
yeah, Council Salary Credit Ahead. And then to appoint members of the Council forums, working groups, project boards, and thematic groups.
And second, Councillor Burgess.
And to agree with scheme of alliance payable to councillors from the 4th of June 2018.
Proposed, Councillor Harvey. Second, Councillor Lyon.
Okay. That brings the meeting to.
Timetable of the meetings.
Yeah. So on the timetable for meetings for 2018-19.
Again, Chairman, the timetable is there as is practice has been from the start. Whenever the first committee meets, they can rearrange the time to suit that committee. But it's just to have a timetable for the first set of meetings in the month of June.
Okay. So that's the meeting come to an end. So we'll retire for
there's some food in the stew for all members and guests in the commoner room.
Chairman. Thank you.